of power and of grace. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Said, whatever is done without faith is sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. And faith is what you do based on the word of God. Because most of the time, what the word of God demands from us is contrary to what our flesh wants. Like Baroness was saying at the beginning of the meeting this evening, that Jesus Christ said we should take up our cross and follow him. And we are followers of Jesus Christ. And where Jesus Christ ended in one of the phases of his life is that he ended up at the cross. Amen. And if you are following Jesus Christ and you don't end up on the cross, it means you did not follow Jesus. Because what the devil promised Jesus was that he will give him the whole world. Amen. He will give him nice things. He will give him plenty of cars. And the devil is promising the people those things today. The worst part is that he's promising those things with the mouth of the men who are supposed to be the servants of Jesus Christ. So walking with God demands that you go through a cross. Hallelujah. So in every area of your life, you must bear a cross. Now, one of the popular crosses we must bear, is the cross of the tribulation that comes from overcoming tradition. Hallelujah. 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 And the traditions of any locality is hinged on marriage. Birth and burial. Amen. Hallelujah. So whenever you want to marry, you come face to face with tradition. The devil does not want to leave that. He knows that that is somewhere the devil wants to catch. Because if the devil can take care of your marriage, now It is marriage is so important that God, Jesus Christ said that he likens he and the church as what happened between a man and a woman.
Hello.
Amen. The closest example of Christ and the church is represented in marriage. So the devil is making sure that he holds marriage for himself. Hallelujah. And the church must overcome him at that point. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, when we are talking about overcoming doubt, doubt is not the money that you pay. Amen. Hallelujah. It is not money that you pay. You may not pay any money, and yet you have done good. Hallelujah. Don't is submission yourself to the idols of the land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You give your marriage and give your children to the family, to the land. God has called us out of darkness. And the things about our lives must be things of light. Hallelujah. My natural family, don't have control over my life. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't go to tell my mother, sorry, I'm traveling to Congo. Can I go? No. God says go to Congo. And I can buy my ticket, I'm off to Congo. They have no impute. Hallelujah. I respect my mother. But they don't have any input on the thing that has pertained to my life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're saying that the family should not be ruled by your uncles and whatever you call them. You should be ruled by God and the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If my daughters want to marry,
I
have no business with the village. I don't even bother telling them about it.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want their input. I tell you a story. Somebody came to marry my sister. I'm not the first one of the family. And my uncle, my mother's senior brother, When the man came to me, when the my sister's husband to be came to see me, they don't believe what I believe. So I told them clearly that if you say God told to marry my sister, I believe you. You are a Christian. He's a Christian. I'll give her to you. I don't want any money from you. Amen. And I'm not going to pray to the village. They are going to the village and see your uncle. That is your business. I'm not going to go. Amen. I did not go. Praise the Lord. The brave people came to the city to marry her. And they were demanding for bride price from the man. In the midst of them, I'm a small boy. But I commanded my senior brother and my mother that they will not receive any money from the man. Hallelujah. And they did not do so. Amen. They didn't. Because I told them that if they do it, I will leave the place. Hallelujah. And the marriage went on. There was no good faith. Praise the Lord. I'm only saying that your life should be ruled by the word of God. And it is possible. So it is not just going to pay money. But talking about our life being ruled by the word of God. And whatever the church will come together, pray and agree. That is what we follow. If the church says go through this door, and your father and mother say go through this door, you should go through the door the church that is to go through. Jesus Christ said, who is my brother? Who is my mother? What did he tell them? Let them tell me. They came and told Jesus Christ that your mother and your brother are looking for you. While he was walking, doing the work of his father, did he follow them? No. He told them that my mother and my brother and my sister are those people that do the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So your marriage must be ruled by the word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you do that, it will not be easy for you. Amen. Following God is not easy. I hope you know that. It is difficult. Hallelujah. Amen. In my own story, I was beaten up. Amen. My father-in-law took my legs like this from the chair and put me down and stepped on me. It is not easy. But Chijoke is the first son of his father. He gave it up. They respected Jesus' brother more than him. All his father's property. All his father's property. It is his small boy that are seeking them, not me. And his plenty of money. Amen. So his junior brother is going around, is not the, like the chief. But he is.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And they look at him as a very, himself a foolish man. It is not easy. But the grace of God makes it easy. Hallelujah. So you must stand against tradition. Really, they kill you. Hallelujah. You may have been the will of God. All the disciples went through tribulation. So you must make up your mind to stand. Hallelujah. If you have submitted to tradition and you know it is wrong, you tell God that you are sorry. Hallelujah. And God is going to forgive you. If God has already forgiven you and is waiting for you to just say it. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you have been good, if you have submitted to tradition, that means you have invited the family idols to supervise your marriage. Hallelujah. You will tell God that you're sorry. And tell the devil that today is the end. Every covenant you have cut with him, today you are canceling it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 things will happen. God will believe you. Amen. God will believe you. I will relate to you from today as though you never did anything wrong at the start. Number 2, the devil will not believe you. You say, look, don't mind that. He will not believe you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you are going to find yourself in a situation where you will need to submit to the family again to prove that you are serious. And you will say no. You will say no. That's why you said yesterday that if you followed your sister to go and collect those, when they are doing traditional marriage for your sister or for your brother, you follow them, you dance with them. Amen. You are going to be done it. So when they are going to do it, I said no. You tell them that that thing is devil. I will not follow you. Hallelujah. And as we do that, we begin to knock the spirit. And I can make a boast in the Lord that in Port Harcourt, a few of the brethren, we have been able to knock the spirits. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we go and we marry the sisters. According to what God asked us to do. Amen. And they have said all the things happen to us. If you don't say this thing, you will not give birth to children. Every one of them are giving birth to children. Amen. My in-law said, my own in-law, son of mine, that this kind of marriage, there will be no children, no, this kind of tropical marriage. Amen. You can see the children, plenty of them. The children are there. God upturned them. God scattered their thoughts. Because my first son was the first grandson of my father-in-law. I have been looking for a grandson. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! From when we married, with all the trouble, he did not come for the marriage. When we went to court to marry, he was there. We went to court. We went to the court. Full hall like this. My father-in-law came to the courtroom. And scattered the everybody shouted. The marriage closed. We couldn't marry. Yes. Amen. The judge stood there and said that we should go and speak with him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to leave that city and run to another city to go and do the court marriage there. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. From when we got married, my father-in-law did not see my wife with his eyes. You know where he saw her the first time? In the hospital. With my first son. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! And he came there very smiling. So come and see his grandson. I said, I've loved it. I said, that is going to cry. Amen. Hallelujah. It was trouble, brethren. Hallelujah. But at the end of the day, we became the best of friends. Hallelujah. I became the first son of my father-in-law. My father-in-law died in my hands. Yes, last year. He died in my hands. He has 2 sons and 8 daughters. Hallelujah. My children were there singing before he died. I heard him like that. Say, Daddy, Daddy, give up the ghost. I was holding him and calling him until he died. His 2 sons are not there. They were in Port Harcourt. They refused to come. Hallelujah. This was the same man that was stepping on me. Amen. Tradition can be overcome. You will go through some pains. If God allows it, don't give up. Keep standing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm saying that you're going to something new tonight. You will begin to do the will of God. Hallelujah. God will stand with you. Amen. He will not forsake you. He will not. John came and said that, are you the Christ or should we look for another? He is the Christ. Hallelujah. Even when they put Paul in prison, when they put Peter in prison, when they cut the head of John the Baptist, he is saying the Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is all those sacrifices that his brethren went through that is giving us the energy to stand as Christians today. Amen. Hallelujah. Part of the strength you have tonight as a Christian is the strength that came from the dying of John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Many people have died for the kingdom of God. Your Bible, many were killed for that Bible. They are burnt in the fire for that Bible you have there. Hallelujah. What will you do for the others? We must take this thing about the kingdom of God with all our heart. Put time and hallelujah. Amen. We must pursue this with all of our heart. Then we need to pray. Give your life to Him. Hallelujah. Whether in death or in life. Whether I live or I die. Is of no consequence. I want to do the will of God. I will not submit to devil. I will not defile myself with the king's meat. I will not bow to the image of Nebuchadnezzar. They better told Nebuchadnezzar that we are not going to bother about what will answer you. We will not change our minds. Even if God will not deliver us, we are prepared to be burned to death. Hallelujah, because they knew about resurrection. Hallelujah. Resurrection, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Put a mind. Glory to God. So speak to God tonight. Tell Him that you are ready to go with Him through every trial, every tribulation. Tell Him, I am not of this world. I am not of this world. I am not going to obey the things of this world. I will obey the devil. I will obey the darkness. I am going to obey God with every strength I have. Tell Him tonight. Hallelujah. I will obey you, Lord. I will follow you. I will follow you. Hallelujah. Because I will follow you to the end. When we see the end of the matter, we are sons of God. We are going to defend the house of our Father. Sons, defend their father's house. Servants can run away, but sons defend their father's house. We will defend the word of God. We will defend the doctrine of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me see strength from Him tonight. Strength from Him tonight. To stand and defend the word of God. We will overcome the culture and tradition of Congo. We are not a Congo people. We are not a Nigerian people. We are sons of God.
Kalo Mala Siria Kamanda Hai. Glory to God. Hey. Glory to God. Dear Lord, you will find the people tonight that will stand through every obstacle. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. My God, you will find the people tonight. Oh, Yashukayaman, that I will not bow to any dumb idols. My clay would tread upon serpents and scorpions. About all the works of the enemy, would trample upon them. Would look them face to face and say, we rebuke you. We rebuke them. Kutalamai. We cut off the idols, the high places. We pull them down, my God. Oh, yes, Kutalamai. Let the strength of your word over the enable us tonight. And enable your people tonight, oh God. Poro Sananai. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Hallelujah. 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 You are here tonight. And God is touching your heart. And in your marriage, you submitted yourself to the culture of your people. The culture of the land. Do you understand any better? I didn't feel the strength. Hallelujah. Just like Peter, he didn't want to deny his master. But fear overtook him. And he denied him. Hallelujah. But God gave him room for repentance. And God strengthened him. They didn't deny a second time. So you are here tonight. And you look back and in your marriage, you agreed with the family gods. You submitted to the spirit of doubt. To tradition. Tell God that you are sorry. Hallelujah. You can stand up and speak to him. Stand up as a sign of faith. And talk to the Lord. So you know what and what I did. But today, I realize. Because the Bible says that if a man commits a sin that he does not know about, that is Leviticus. If a man commits a sin that he does not know about, in his ignorance, it doesn't make him innocent. That the day he finds out that he will be guilty, I will require to make a sin offering. So as God brings those things to your heart tonight, make a sin offering. Make a sin offering. Bring the blood of Jesus Christ tonight and apply it on your heart. And ask God to cleanse you. Tell him that you are sorry. You are ignorant. But now that you know that you are sorry, let him cleanse you. Every covenant that you made by those traditions that have affected your home and have brought quarrels and trouble, affected your children, tonight let the covenant with death be broken. Speak to the Lord tonight. declare that every covenant with death, every covenant with familiar spirit is broken. Hallelujah. Break the covenants tonight. Hallelujah. We bring the knife of the word of God. Let the covenants of death be broken. Hallelujah. We break the covenants tonight. Lord, Katayama, look at your people here from heaven. Every covenant that has been made apart by your word, we bring them breaking. We disannul them. They will no longer speak on our behalf. Koshan and I. Hallelujah. No longer will they speak. No longer will they speak. We silence them. Every home, every wife, every husband, every child. We break the covenant. The covenant of darkness. They will allow people to hear the word of God. We break them. That are putting people down. Good night, Salamai, Salamai. We command the covering of darkness to go away. We rebuke them. We rebuke them. We bind the spirit of the Lord to supervise our home. We bind them and we cast them into the abyss tonight. Sarakaya, my great Salamai. Make our own Salamai fish. Let us seek a delicate Salamai. We've seen every marriage with the blood of Jesus tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, dear Lord. We glorify your name, dear Lord. We bless you. In Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You may sit down. Are there any? We want those brethren who are not married, who have heard this word, and you want God to strengthen you. You are making up your mind that in my marriage, as a brother, I'm going to marry a sister. As a sister, I'm going to marry a brother. Hallelujah. And you want to marry according to the order of God. Hallelujah. You can stand, let's pray with you that God will strengthen you, that you will overcome tradition. God will begin to work in your life from tonight. Begin to work in your family, that when the brother comes, your parents will allow them. Hallelujah. They will not put any yoke upon them. They will be allowed to marry according to the word of God. Hallelujah. 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 That God will strengthen you to do the will of God in your marriage. Hallelujah. That you will not submit to tradition and culture, but that you will submit yourself even from today for the word of God. You begin to give yourself to prayer. You begin to love the Lord. You begin to read the scriptures. You begin to attend fellowship. You will give yourself to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to pray. Begin to ask God. A young man in that level, you can stand up. Begin to ask God. Say, today I make a covenant with you, dear Lord. I will not behave like the Gentiles. For the thing the Gentiles do, the Bible says that what the Gentiles sacrifice to, they sacrifice to devils, that I will not partake of the table of devils. The table of devils is what the devil, the people do. I will not do it with them. My marriage will be different. It will be a sign in the heavens. Hallelujah. That there is a people that obey God. Begin to speak to God. Ask Him for strength. For anointing. To obey Him. Hallelujah. Koshalama. Strengthen this young man and young women, dear Lord. Hallelujah. That I speak to you, young men, because you are strong. My God. Speak to them. You spoke to them because they are strong. They are the word of God abides in you. Shantalamai. My God. Let there be an explosion of the word of God in their souls. Oh God. Yes, Lord. Light. My God, let the light explode, oh God. Let it pour out, my God. Let it illuminate their environment. This world will not bow to the idols. This generation of young people in our midst, my God, they will be examples. They'll be examples, oh God. They will shine the light. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you again. As we stand tonight, we make a covenant with you and we will follow you. We will no longer serve idols. That our lives will be controlled by you. That the light you have given to us this day will not be darkened. We receive strength. The strength that was given to Joseph, who will not defile himself with Potiphar's wife. Let the fear of God overtake our hearts. Our vessels shall be clean. We make a covenant with you, dear Lord, that no man will defile us. No man will defile me. No woman will defile me. The spirit of fornication, we bind it tonight. Of uncleanness, we bind it tonight. Spirit of pornography, we bind it tonight. We turn our hearts to you. We give our hearts to your word. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. As we go for to marriage, we receive energy not to submit to the custom of the people. We will marry according to the customs of God. We will marry based on your direction. You will open our eyes to see our sister, and to see our brother, who have the same conviction that the devil will overcome the devil. Thank you, dear Lord. We make a covenant of life with you tonight, that you will be our God and we shall be your people. Thank you, dear Lord. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are free. Amen. We can or we have overcome these things. You are not Congolese, right? You are sons of God. Amen. Just come here and we have fellowship. We travel from Kaye. And we make the bread there. All the while. We are free.
On était libre.
Hallelujah. Amen. You are sons of God. You are sons of light. Amen. When we begin to live as sons of light, we will become one. Hallelujah. When Ananias and Sapphira, amen, they were in the church. Hallelujah. Ananias came and told a lie. And God killed him. Did they go and ask the uncle to come? Where the uncle saw Ananias? And the healed of Ananias. Ananias healed of where we are there.
Hello, the Ananias was like what?
The brethren. Ananias. I went
and buried
him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. His wife came also. And that the church took her and buried her. Amen. Hallelujah. God is moving us for brethren. We have had brethren who passed away in our midst. We buried one of them, but
brethren
who passed away, who died
in our midst.
We buried one of them about 3 weeks ago. And I'm telling you, the village from which she comes from is almost impossible not to take the corpse to the village. Hallelujah. But we buried her in Port
Harcourt.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of the energy of God in the sister. It is not that the church cost the people. Alone, not the church alone. In the life of the sister. She gave herself to the body of Christ. That all her family knew that this one. In the church, say, die today. In the church, say, she should die. She will die. Family knew that. Amen. So they allowed the church to bury her.
Alors, ma permettant que l'église fondée.
No tradition.
Tradition, mon côté.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We
are there. We did the burial. Amen. The family who just came to tell us thank you. Amen. So God is calling us to a new life. Let's understand that, brethren. God is calling us to a new life. We are a totally new people. So look at these things, brethren. Look at them. Study them. Give your heart to them. Pray about it. Hallelujah. Give yourself to one another. Amen. Hallelujah. God's name shall be exalted in the land of Kinshasa. He will say, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hallelujah. So we commend to God's hands, brethren. Say, he was doing a good work in you. Glory to God. He's able to finish.
Amen.
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 God bless you. Sammy and his wife. Come. We want the elders to come also. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. But I did very, I listen sometimes. Praise the Lord! Amen. Amen. So, when you hear praise the Lord, tell them whether you understand English or not.
You will say amen.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Oba.
Praise the Lord, c'est-à-dire
hallelujah.
Pour l'ensemble, vino et qui vous ont dit. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't have the love in this
month.
Praise the Lord. One more time. Prepare yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Wonderful family. The church is a wonderful family. The only family that God knows in heaven is the church. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. We want to pray for Brother Sammy and his wife. Amen. You know they are elders in your midst. They are wonderful examples. Hallelujah. Now, when they got married, they demanded dots from them. And they didn't give dots. They couldn't give dots. I'm wrong to correct me. Amen. Even though they demanded for it, and in their ignorance, they made a promise that they will bring it. Am I correct? But they have heard the word of God. Just like the wise men that went to hell when they wanted to see Jesus Christ. They told Herod that we have come to worship the king that has been born in Bethlehem. And Herod told them that when you go and see the king Jesus, that is, come back and tell him. But scripture says that when they went and saw Jesus, an angel appeared to them and God spoke to them. They don't go back to go and see Herod. Use another way and go back to your country. And they obeyed God. In the same way, they have discovered that going to do dots does not please God. And they are not going to do dots. Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And they believe that for us. Amen. However, they have a gift that both of them and their children. Hallelujah. It is not Brother Sammy going to give gifts to the father. No, it's not like that. They want both of them and their children, this family, want to go and bless that family. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to pray for them and bless them. And yeah, what is the children?
What about?
Bless them. Hey, praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
Amen! Hallelujah! God bless you! This is a great
army!
Great army! For this family wants to go and bless!
our sister's family. Amen. And show them again that what are for children. And show them that God has been good to them. Amen. So we want to pray for them and bless them and dedicate them again to the Lord. That God wants to strengthen them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That the spirit that has been looking around where to attack them, God will judge them. Amen.
Amen.
That their expectation for those we cancel it. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know something?
We need it.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, when brother Esau sold his birthright. And Jacob took it.
Jacob has took it.
He was very upset. Esau was very angry. And he said, when our father died, and we come to bury him, that we will kill
him.
I'm reading your Bible, Lord. Bible story. Amen. But when Jacob was returning to go and meet Esau, God went before him. Amen. And there was peace. So instead of cursing Jacob, Esau blessed him. Hallelujah. So as we join the feet of God tonight, that be a blessing. Every plan of the enemy waiting for them to come, we cancel it. For they are free. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Look at it.
Amen. So we want to get some oil and anoint them. Amen. So, take yourself in your Sammy and his wife
and his children will ask that there'll be a connection, a pipe connecting them to the heavens, that the oil that is upon the head of Jesus Christ might flow into them. Hallelujah. Binding them together. Let their union be strengthened. Every space between them will remove. Hallelujah. There will be one unit. We strengthen the yoke between them with that which God has joined together. Nothing can put us under. Every intention of hell, every thought of hell, every envy of hell, we rebuke tonight. We rebuke tonight. We come to establish again this union. We have to found it to make the foundation strong, to make it deeper and even deeper in Christ. Hallelujah. We bring a oneness between God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That oneness, let it be expressed in this union. Hallelujah. We join them in their body. We join them in their finances. We join them in their thoughts. In everything, we together be joined to you and to one another. And to one another. Tonight we release them to your body. We release them to the church. Hallelujah. In Kinshasa. We anoint them with strength. Hallelujah. There will be a difference written and read upon men. Hallelujah. We set them as light. They will no longer be hiding. We put them on the mountaintop to shine and to drive away darkness in this land of Kinshasa. In the name of Yeshua, we thank you. There will be a blessing in the extended families. Hallelujah. Tonight, we rebuke the demand of ancestral spirits, their desire to have a hand in this marriage. We bring an end to every expectation of the enemy of this marriage. That this marriage is of the Lord. Say this marriage will not pay toll, will not pay tribute, will not pay custom. For the sons of God are free. We declare jubilee over them. Every promise they made in the past to fulfill tradition. Tonight, we cancel every such promise in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless them tonight. The church bless them. Let the windows of heaven be opened. Let the life of God, let the energy of God flow into them. in a way they have not known before, in a way we have not seen them move before. In Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for the children. Hallelujah. Oh yes, we anoint them also. Hallelujah. He said, children are a heritage from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear Lord. Oh yes. So they will stand at the gate and they will speak with the enemy. All the overcoming that the parents have come through, we bless them with it. Just like David made arrangements for the tabernacle and Solomon came and built it. Tonight, we are asking that all that their parents have made and prepared, all their overcoming, we bless these children with it. Hallelujah. They will do much more than their parents have done. We separate them from their tribe, from their tribe, from their country, from their kindred. That these ones will move and walk as sons of God. Cleanse them from every defilement. Hallelujah, Yeshua, bless them tonight. Thank you, Father. As they go through school, as they go through life, there will be a testimony of the glory of God. Thank you, Father. We bless you, our God. We just release them tonight to you. Blessed be God evermore. In Yahshua's name. As they go to meet their relations, we'll cover them with your glory. No demand shall be laid upon them. They will go in victory. They will come back in victory. Each time they're going to be in victory, we'll stop the mouth of mockers. Hallelujah. As they've been prepared to go to the courts to get registered, you will give them favor. Hallelujah. It will be done smoothly. It will be done in peace. Hallelujah. He said that it was Joseph that ruled Egypt by the anointing. Even Pharaoh had to submit himself to Joseph. The government, hallelujah, will submit themselves to these ones and to us, because you have given us the kingdom. We thank you. We praise you. In Yahshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.